Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. More protests this weekend following the release of body cam video showing five former Memphis police officers beating Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days later. Demonstrators were back on the streets in Memphis and elsewhere, including New York, Washington, D.C., and Minneapolis. From member station WABE, Shemaine Cruz reports on the protests in downtown Atlanta.
Tyre Nichols!
Say his name!
Tyre Nichols!
Protesters gathered at the city's Centennial Olympic Park. Gerald Griggs, president of the Georgia NAACP, said at a rally the video, quote, shocked me to my core, but I can't say I haven't seen it before. Joetta Burnett is in her 70s. She says it's time for police violence to end.
It's still slavery, it's still going on, but it's just called slavery by another name. We should have already overcome.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issued a state of emergency Thursday, placing 1,000 National Guard troops on standby in case protests turned violent. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Cruz in Atlanta.
The Memphis Police Department is disbanding a specialized police unit that included the five officers who've been charged in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. The department issued a statement this weekend saying it is permanently deactivating the Scorpion unit, which was charged with concentrating on crime hotspots. The NAACP says it's exploring ways to litigate against Florida's rejection of a new advanced placement course on African American history. Joe Burns of member station WMFE in Orlando reports.
Earlier this month, Florida rejected a high school advanced placement course on African American history, calling it unlawful and lacking educational value. NAACP Chairman Leon Russell rejects that move.
We will not allow public officials to rip our part of American history out of textbooks, out of the classroom, and out of the mouths of teachers.
He says the NAACP will join a legal fight against it. It's already challenging the Individual Freedom Act signed by the governor last year that limits classroom discussion on racism and privilege. For NPR News, I'm Joe Burns in Orlando.
The UN's food agency is warning about the hunger crisis in Afghanistan. Philippe Croft is a spokesman for the World Food Program in Kabul. He says malnutrition in Afghanistan is at record levels.
Currently, two-thirds of the population, 28 million people, are in need of humanitarian assistance for survival.
Croft says a Taliban ban on women working at national and international non-governmental groups has disrupted distribution of food and other essential aid. This is NPR News. Voters in Tunisia are going to the polls today in the second round of the country's parliamentary election. The country's political parties, however, are boycotting the vote. Critics of President Kais Saied accuse him of seeking to dismantle Tunisian democracy. He shut down parliament in 2021 and consolidated power in the president's office. In Peru's capital, protesters have again been demonstrating in downtown Lima, demanding new elections be called as soon as possible. But NPR's Carrie Kahn reports that Congress has voted against any quick contest.
Protesters, mostly from the poorer southern highlands, flood into the capital to demand President Dina Boluarte resign and new elections be held this year. Boluarte has continually said she won't step down, but on Friday she did say she supports elections this year. Boluarte became president after Congress impeached former leader Pedro Castillo, who had much support in the poor indigenous South. He was arrested and impeached after trying to dissolve Congress. While supporters don't agree with his attempted self-coup, they do feel his embattled presidency and arrest was the latest in historical mistreatment of the poor by Lima's elite. Congress has approved new elections, but not until 2024, which is unacceptable to protesters. Another vote takes place on Monday. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Lima, Peru.
The men's singles final being played at the Australian Open tennis tournament. Novak Djokovic going for his 10th title after he was not allowed to compete because he was not vaccinated against COVID-19. Stefanos Tsitsipas is trying to become the first Greek player to win a Grand Slam singles title. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.